This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 686, Taking the Tax Deductions You Deserve as an Entrepreneur, by Josh Bowerly of eofire.com. And hi again, welcome to the show. My name is Dan, and I'm here with you every single day reading from some great blogs on entrepreneurship. And we're going to get right to our post now as we optimize your life. Taking the Tax Deductions You Deserve as an Entrepreneur, by Josh Bowerly of eofire.com. In 2010, a California wine bar owner named Rick decided he wanted to improve the quality of his wines. While most bar owners would look to change their vendors or simply purchase higher-end wine, Rick went in a different direction. Taking the tax deductions you deserve as an entrepreneur. After giving it a lot of thought, he decided the best thing to do would be to improve the quality of his own nose in order to better identify good wines on his taste testing trips. He had never been happy with the way his nose looked and figured that he could kill two birds with one stone, improve his looks and his business at the same time with a good nose job. Being a prudent entrepreneur, he attempted to write off the entire $9,500 cost of the surgery as a business expense. Typically, the IRS disallows any cosmetic surgeries or changes to your appearance as a tax write-off. They generally take the stance that even if these surgeries end up improving your business in some way, they are mostly done for personal reasons. But in a surprising move, the IRS decided to allow this wine bar owner to deduct his nose job as a business expense. While I wouldn't recommend writing off your next cosmetic surgery on your tax return, this story offers a great lesson in business expenses for entrepreneurs. Let's keep digging to find out more. What is a business expense? One of the questions I'm asked most frequently by entrepreneurs is, what kinds of expenses can I deduct in my business? Unfortunately, without knowing all the information about your business and lifestyle, this is a difficult question to answer. But if I can't give you an exact answer on what you can deduct, maybe the IRS can help us out. Let's take a look at their definition of a business expense. Quote, a business expense is an ordinary and necessary expense that was paid or incurred during the taxable year in carrying on a business activity. End quote. Well, that clears it up, right? Yeah, not so much. The IRS is the master when it comes to being vague. But there are two key words you need to focus on in this definition. Ordinary and necessary. Any expense you can get to fall under the definition of these words can likely be deducted on your tax return. Defining ordinary. Going by Webster's definition of the word ordinary, you would likely think that a business expense has to be, quote, customary, usual, and normal, end quote, in order to be deducted. But for the IRS, the word ordinary simply means, quote, not completely unusual for the industry your business is in, end quote. This means that what is ordinary for one business isn't necessarily ordinary for another business. Going back to Rick's example, the IRS decided that while a nose job is not an ordinary expense for most businesses, it is not completely unusual for someone who relies on their sense of smell in their business. What you can take away from this is that anything you spend money on could be a tax deduction if you can find a way to relate it to your business or industry. Is your new BMW a business expense? If you run a home business that rarely requires travel, then probably not. But if you are a real estate agent, then it absolutely could be. Defining necessary. Once again, going by the actual definition of the word necessary would lead us to believe that an expense would have to be, quote, indispensable or required, end quote, in your business in order to claim it as a tax deduction. And once again, the IRS has a much simpler definition. In order to meet their standards for necessary, an expense must be, quote, appropriate and helpful in the course of your business or industry, end quote. As with ordinary, whether an expense is necessary or not will depend on your business and the industry it's in. Looking back again at Rick's nose job, the IRS determined that paying for a more efficient nose is both appropriate and helpful for someone purchasing wines for a living. Increase your tax deductions by expanding your industries. If the IRS determines allowable tax deductions based on the industry your business is in, then the best way to increase your deductions is to expand your industries. And doing so is probably easier than you think. Let's look at a plumber who owns his own plumbing business. Now, plumbing is a pretty specific skill set, and transferring those skills to a different industry seems difficult, right? But what if he writes an ebook, 10 Common Toilet Problems and How to Fix Them Yourself? Now, he's an author in addition to being a plumber, and therefore, he is entitled to the tax deductions of both industries. After his ebook sees some success, he decides to start a podcast discussing quick plumbing tips a few times a week. Now he has entered the media industry and has opened a new set of tax deductions. Finally, he has other plumbers coming to him asking him how he created such a diverse and successful business. So he creates online courses teaching them what he knows. He is now in the teaching industry and is entitled to many of their tax deductions as well. So by simply finding new ways to leverage his skills, this plumber has significantly increased the tax deductions the IRS will allow him to take, not to mention the additional revenue he's created for himself. Always play by the rules. None of this means that you should ever try to cheat the IRS out of tax money that rightfully belongs to them. You should always play by their rules and follow the guidelines they give. Getting caught taking a tax deduction you aren't entitled to will end up costing you significant time and money in the end. What it does mean is that the IRS gives entrepreneurs some leeway, and with a little bit of planning, you can minimize your tax liability and maximize the amount of money you keep in your pocket. Being an entrepreneur comes with several tax advantages. By following these guidelines and strategies, you can be sure you're getting all the deductions you are entitled to while keeping in line with the IRS at the same time. You just listened to the post titled "Taking the Tax Deductions You Deserve as an Entrepreneur" by Josh Bowerly of eofire.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. Thank you to Josh, who is a CPA and the founder of CPA on Fire, which specializes in providing tax and accounting services for small business owners. And thank you to John Lee Dumas, the creator of eofire.com, where this post comes from today. Since 2012, JLD has interviewed over 2,000 incredible entrepreneurs, including Tony Robbins, Barbara Corcoran, Tim Ferriss, and many more. But that came after a lot of hard work and soul searching. After serving as an active duty Army officer for 4 years, he tried law school, first semester dropout, corporate finance, and commercial real estate. And now he hosts a podcast, teaches podcasting, creates journals, and a lot more. And he also posts his revenue every month on the site, sharing exactly where it's coming from. And it's pretty much always six figures, so he's doing quite well for himself. So you can check all that out and learn more about him at eofire.com. But that's it for episode 686 of Optimal Startup Daily. Hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, come on back tomorrow, where I'll have another post and where your optimal life awaits.